Good morning. I didn't hear you. Good morning. What you have seen is a testament to what you are doing in Zambia. And I can't emphasize enough. All I can say, thank you, thank you, thank you. A dream come to reality. You people believed in us. The leadership of this church believed in us. I remember those first times, and we were stretched, refined because of your questions. But I want you to know today, as we work in Zambia, we think of Grace Fellowship Church. It's not the size of the church which matters. It's the size of the heart which matters. You have a heart, and you have done so much to us. And thank God that we can come back and testify to you. We invite you to come, some of you, to Zambia and experience for yourself. Of those of you who are new at Grace Fellowship Church, I want you to know that God brought us here, you know, through a miracle, planned it, ordained it that way. We found ourselves at Grace Fellowship Church, and God sent us back to Zambia through this church, and I'm so grateful that God did it that way. We went to Australia, you know, we have been, you know, here in Pasadena, but when we came here, it's like home. So we have two homes. We are a privileged people. We have Costa Mesa home, and then we have Ndola home. I don't know about you, but I'm excited that I have two homes. Today I can testify to the goodness of our God. And you know, the phrase we all say, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I want to tell you that indeed God is good. You know, when we started with 50 students in 2004, January, you know, these students, they come from different backgrounds. Students who have never seen a computer. Students who have never touched a keyboard. And yet they are grade 12s, they have diplomas, they have good results. And when they came to our school, you know, I don't know about you, but boy, you can see a miracle of education. First day, when you have people, they are looking at this thing which is called computer. Can you log in? Did you know that language is advanced? To log in into the computer? And then we say, can you type? They say, sir, the letters on the keyboard are wrong. It's supposed to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But we try to help them to understand that somebody creative out there made it this way, because we are going to train your hands to be alphabetical, and then you see a miracle happen to you. And after 1 month, we teach them touch typing. After 1 month, when we walk into the room, the computer lab, you see these students typing their way out. And when they look at us, we don't talk, we just smile at each other, because they know they have learned a lot. And for that, we thank you. We thank you for these people who are able to have a job today. And for Christian ministry students, you know, it's amazing. You have all these pastors. They are pastoring churches. They've never been to school. They finished the grade 12, but they've been there. One couple has been, you know, he's, as a couple, he's 56 years old. And he has been pastoring for 30 years, never been to school. And when they came to North Rise University, the first 2 months, you know, you argue, because they have traditions. So you try to embrace them, you try to lead them and coach them. And all of a sudden, the God we serve opens their minds. And then they look at scripture. And I remember this couple, Everest. The man, each time we come out of class or in class, he would just put his head on the desk. And then I will ask, have I done something wrong? He goes, sir, I've been teaching wrongly for the past 30 years. This is the truth. And I want to go and change people's lives. And for sure I would hear testimonies that here is a pastor saying, this is what I said, I was wrong. This is what scripture says. And friends, we have graduated about 22 students. This is a miracle. 2 years in school, they are able to do amazing things. I mean, when we found jobs for these students, one employer called us and said, by the way, we took two of them. He says, do you have more students? We said, yeah, we have. He says, can you send me one more? So we send one student, which is about, 2 hours drive from Undola where we are. And then after 2-3 weeks, they called back, they said, by the way, we had people here who didn't know what they were doing. We fired them. Can we have 2 more students from you? it's hard. Some people have been fired because of North Rise. But it's so beautiful because God has done a great work in these students. They can program, they can create websites, they can do all kinds of things which you see here. They have it. One example, there's a young boy called Marvin. He's working. Coming from a very poor family. I mean, each time you visit, if you visit students to their homes where they're coming from, you are struck with the immensity of poverty. And then you realize, Lord, I thank you that I'm able to eat. And these students, they walk maybe 1 hour coming to school. They have nothing. But thank goodness you have been feeding them. One meal a day goes a long way. For 5 days, they are being fed. And this student, one day I took my car to a garage for repairs. I see a man coming up to me. He has bought, a Coca-Cola, a bottle. He gives me, says, sir, I want you to have this. I said, I've come to pay money here. I've brought my car here. He goes, no, sir. This is my gift for you. You have saved our family. My son was at North Rise University. My son is working. My son is contributing to the needs of our family. I am, he mentioned, I am Mr. Ngosa. Please have a drink. How do you have a drink? When you see this man, you go, Lord, well, I'll have a drink in honor of what God is doing. He says, no, sir, you have done a great job. I said, God has done a great job. We serve a living and mighty God. There's another, student, Belinda. You saw her in the video. Belinda came to us, no father, no mother, and very tough going. And you people sponsored her. And Belinda started eating. I mean, when you look, you see Belinda in action today. She's all smiles. And she knows that, Each time we meet her, she says, I look forward to coming to school. One, I can get education. Second, I can have a meal, because that's my only meal. So we make sure we load that plate with a good meal, so that when these people eat that meal, I can say 75%, that's the only meal, you know, they have. But God is good. You have done it. Thank you. Not only has God changed the students' lives, you know, we have employed about nine. We have nine employees. Now, in Zambia, average, if you are working, for example, you know, Doreen and I work, we help my in-laws and on my side. On my side, the brother I help, there are almost 12, 15 people in one house. Doreen's, there are about, you know, 7, 8 in one house. So you can imagine the ripple effect that one student, at least is supporting, or she's supporting 15 or more people every month. We have no social welfare. And the only social welfare we have is each other. And that's what is going on with all these students. So these nine employees, I mean, you are putting food on the table for more than 100 people just by employing nine people. More than 100 people. There is more. The other week we are coming here, a huge mining company, you know, Australian-Canadian company, First Quantum, they approached us, they said, we have more than 300 people in administration. Will you train our people? Will you help us? Because we have all these people we have employed, you know, they only use a tiny bit, you know, using the computer. They have no idea. So we are busy, and good busy. From July and August, we'll be training these more than 300 people for this mining, you know, corporation. I mean, they are eager, waiting. We have no, you know, in Zambia, we have no facilities. North Rise has better facilities than any other school in Zambia, with just two computer labs. And this is one way we can generate income. We want to go out there and train people. I want to say thank you to all of you for your continued support. Your support is not in vain. You are touching so many people's lives, and I can say God is good. God is by nature a giving God. That's the God we serve. He gives to his creation and sustains it. He provides all that is needed for all of us. Who would have known, born in a village, ending up here, and ending up where I am, in Indola. I can tell you, sometimes I sit down and say, Lord, this is not me. This is you. And for you who are out there working hard, you come back home, you should ponder anew and realize that what you have, God has given you. He has given you, you know, he has given you the knowledge. He has given you a job. And he continue providing for you. Don't forget that the God we serve is the one who provides for you here. And this country is so blessed. You know, sometimes when we come to Los Angeles Airport, boy, what a difference. You know, it's all these freeways and everything else. Food is in abundance. And I thank God for all this, because God has done this for this country. And you people, because you hear God, you have extended your blessings to us. Thank you. The psalmist says, the Lord is good to all and has compassion on all he has made. He has compassion on us. He's good to all, encompassing the unbelievers. The Lord supports all who fall. You might be struggling today. You might be having difficulties in your life. I want you to know that we serve a God who lifts you up. As he says, the steps of a man or woman are ordered by the Lord. Though he falls, he shall never be cast down, but he will uphold him or her with his hand. You might be depressed. You might be going, you know, circumstances beyond your knowledge. I want you to know that God supports you. God is on your side. The psalmist continues to say, everything looks to you in anticipation. And you provide them with food on a regular basis. You open your hand. You know, when I read such scriptures, he provides you with food. It means a lot to me. Because in Zambia, it's not about do you have a car. It's about do you have food. We are still on that level where people look forward to having food. And God does that. And fill every living thing with the food they desire. You know, sometimes in Zambia, you desire certain kind of food. You know, my desires are met when I come here with the salmon. I don't have it there, but I keep my desires until I come here and then get it. But there are others. They can't even desire. You know, God gives you desires. Because if he doesn't give you, you will not know of salmon. You won't know of that kind of food. I didn't know that there were all kinds of different types of breads. In Zambia, all I knew was brown bread and white bread. I come here, the first day I go to Rough Supermarket, and somebody, you know, I said, where's bread? And they say, oh, yeah, here is the aisle. And I look at all this aisle with bread, and I go, what happened to these people? You know, you have rye bread, you have this bread, that bread. I said, why can't they just make brown and white bread? You are blessed. And God is good to you. God is good to all of us. God's love, mercy, and grace have their source in God's goodness. And sometimes those words are used more or less synonymously with general benevolence. That God is a benevolent God. But often they have meanings that are more specific. God is good. God is truly good, is the source of everything that is good. All generous giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or the slightest hint of change. Friends, that's the God we serve. And I want you to know that everything good we have at Northrise, God has used you for us to have those things. But we are quickly to acknowledge the source, the God of heaven. He blessed you, and you blessed us. Because every good thing comes from the Lord. And boy, those students at Northrise, they know exactly what it means to have a good meal. They know what it means to get a good education. Now we are having all kinds of people coming to Northrise University and say, I want to study. Someone was at a local university doing their third year, they are almost finishing. And then they come to us and say, can I start all over again here at Northrise? Because you give a quality education. you know, somebody might train, they have a degree in computer programming. They've only sat on a computer for 6 months. We train students from day one, for 2 years, they sit on a computer. But above all, what we do with students, even IT students, we give them the word. Every Monday, we have chapel time. This is the time when we can develop these students and we can dialogue together. And every class starts with devotion. Everyone who comes to North Rise, we don't mince words. We know that God is the owner of this school and we start with him and end with him. In addition to being the source of all goodness, God is unchangingly and necessarily good. There's not even the slightest suggestion of instability. That's the God we serve. You know, this past May, I was teaching the book of Psalms. And we just concluded the book of Psalms. You know, sometimes we have students' traditions. You know, some will come to you and say it's sin to even lament to God. But that we put it to rest. Because we're able to know that it's okay for you to lament to the God who created you. Who else can you go to? Sometimes I can go to Doreen, but she can understand me this much. But when I go to God, he understands me all the more. And I mean, people's theology is changing for the better. We want to honor God. And at the same time, we want to teach them their moral choices. You know, as you know, in Zambia, AIDS is very rampant. But it's through education. The first class they do at North Rise University, we teach them HIV and AIDS, a 10-week course. And then we say, now can you go to your churches, wherever you go, teach people to stay pure. It's not about a condom. It's not about sex or whatever. It's about you being pure before the Lord, honoring the Lord. Friends, I can go on. I have African time. Because I can go on for 1, 2, 3 hours. I'm just starting. But I will honor the times we have. Because we want to end with a video so that we can see these students excited on that day, April 15th. We'll never forget what God has done to us. And again, I want to say thank you. Your support, your prayers are not in vain. They are changing people's lives in a very big way. I vouch for it. I can testify to his goodness. You might not come to Zambia in your lifetime, but I want you to know you are changing people's lives. And one day, God willing, will bring one or two students, a graduate and someone who is in school, so that you can come and see them right here, you know, in Costa Mesa. So we'll go ahead and watch the other segment of the video. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. We give you glory for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings we have poured upon our lives. Father, in particular, I want to pause and thank you for using this church and many members of this church to help extend your kingdom. We are grateful, Lord. We love you and we say, may you continue, Lord, touching their lives. That God, indeed, they will live to help others in this world. We thank you, we give you glory. Today, Lord, we thank you for the weather. We thank you for everything, for the food we are going to enjoy, the fellowship. Father, we'll never take it for granted. We say thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.